Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
It's time to help broaden our horizons. And I mean that quite literally. If you're looking, you need to be looking further. Well, the topic on the MoneyWise podcast today is most certainly the US debt fund as a concept for geographical diversification. That's what we're going to be chatting up with Shirshendu Basu, who's head of products. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Shirshendu, and welcome. How are you doing?
Thanks, Sheetal. Super delighted to be with you today. And I'm doing very well. Hope all is good with you too.
All is good with me. All will be better once I understand this whole concept of why a geographical diversification is a good idea when one looks at investments. Because, you know, Shirshendu, people usually look at the assets within their home country because, of course, they're familiar with the geography. Accessibility is certainly easier. So looking beyond our domestic borders or periphery seems to be something that requires a little bit more thinking, although we've heard that it's an effective technique for better diversification. So for the benefit of our listeners, do explain why is geographical diversification important and what is its relevance in the current scenario?
See, I'll just step back a bit and, take a minute or so to talk about diversification. And I'll rather take it a little further to see how closely attached we are to diversification. And let's talk about food here. Now, we, as part of our meal, generally have a thali, right? And thali, if you look at, has lot many food items into it, starting with your roti, your rice, lentils or dal, and then you have, vegetables, followed by curd or a sweet. Now, that is what, in our homes, we call it as a wholesome, complete meal. And for investment, it is actually no different. And that's what the diversification of our investment portfolio help us to achieve. A holistic return and holistic risk-adjusted return more so in the portfolio. Yes. Now, in India, the diversification one can do is through kind of an asset classes like equity, fixed income, and commodities. Commodity is mainly gold. But as you rightly pointed out, that geographical diversification can be the key clincher in further bettering the portfolio. And what do we mean by geographical diversification? It simply means investing in international markets, and that helps for improving the risk as well as the return possibilities of an overall portfolio. Now, what happens when we are investing in India per se? We are exposed to one country, one currency opportunities and risk per se. But when we spread our investment across different countries, we tend to benefit from the global investment opportunities, hedge our risk as well.
So, you know, in effect, what you're trying to tell me, Shirshendu, isn't that thali that you described to me, add a little bit of a Greek salad and a pasta also is what you're saying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that then brings me to the next question, Shirshendu. What are those routes that are available to people in India to invest in the international markets? What's the most convenient one of all?
So at this point in time, there are a few options available for Indian investors to do the geographical diversification. The most known one is through the LRS or Liberalized Remittance Scheme, by which an individual can invest up to $250,000 per year. Having said that, from July this year, there would be a tax collected at source of 20% on these kind of an investment, which actually challenges, this proposition a bit. However, through mutual fund, one can also look at, diversifying internationally.
Right.
Mutual funds being reasonably more convenient,
right,
and maybe tax efficient as well, right, can be the appropriate vehicle for investors to achieve this diversification.
Now, what we've witnessed, Shirshendu, over several years is that allocation to global equities has really picked up steam. But with changing market and economic conditions, investors also want to expose their portfolio to an international debt instrument. So in this scenario, what kind of option would you really suggest?
Absolutely, Sheetal. The opportunities and understanding of those opportunities in the last few years have increased, manifold from an Indian investor standpoint. And the testimony for that is the increased interest and AUM which international funds have been able to get from Indian investors. Mm-hmm. But as you rightly said, for a risk-averse investor who wants a geographical diversification and doesn't intend to take the risk and the volatility of equities, the options are absolutely limited to negligible at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been wonderful if one could have a, you know, investment option, especially through a mutual fund, which can offer, like, let's say, high quality, low risk investment opportunities, which would invest in the international market and help that investor achieve their portfolio diversification. That would be, you know, kind of a wonderful out there. And if I just expand on that a bit more, and let's say if one would want to choose such kind of an strategy or such kind of a fund, let's say, which invests into the U.S. government securities.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a question that why U.S. government security? Mm-hmm. Now, U.S. government bonds are among the most safer assets globally.
Right.
And any investment which is there for a short period of time, like let's say 0 to 1 year period, would actually perfectly fit the bill of an investor who was wanting to have a high quality, low risk, low volatile kind of an investment opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, US, with its standing as one of the largest economies in the world and most dominant reserve currency of the world, fits this bill aptly. So therefore, taking all of this in, low-risk strategy into the U.S. Government and for a shorter tenure, I would say would be a good investment option for a domestic investor.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
According to the AMFI, by Jan 2023, retail investors accounted for 91.1% of all mutual fund investments in India. There are 141 million mutual fund accounts in the country.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
You know, while you're talking about the strength of the U.S. economy and the flavors of U.S. Treasury bonds, this question comes to mind. You know, it's a pertinent one. Which maturity bucket could people consider investing in within this particular category, and why would you say so?
See, the core objective of this investment is A, geographical diversification, B, high quality, means no kind of risk on the underlying investment, and C, least or very negligible interest rate risk. And what I mean by interest rate risk is that even with, I would say, very high quality underlying instrument or high quality bond as well, if the duration or the maturity period is longer, one gets exposed to an interest rate risk. Means if the interest rate rises, there can be an adverse impact and so on and so forth. So therefore, to kind of remove that concern as well, a shorter duration, namely a 0 to 1 or rather up to 1 year duration product, which reduces interest rate risk very significantly, and the one which invests into, as we are talking, the U.S. government securities, which eliminates the credit risk because it's U.S. and U.S. sovereign, makes that investment opportunity a fund which does both of these the very apt investment for investment vehicle for a completely risk-averse investor. And therefore, for that reason, we feel that the up to 1 year maturity period fund would be the most relevant for such kind of an investor. So that's one of the core reason of choosing that bucket. Now, there is a tactical reason too. What we have observed in the last 1 year is that the U.S. Treasury, let's call it the U.S. sovereign instrument, has actually, the yield of that has moved up from about 0.72, which is less than 1%, to its current standing of about 4.65%. That's a significant move.
Right.
These level of, you know, over 4.5 were last seen about 12 to 15 years back.
Right.
So this, you know, rates at this point in time, albeit a little tactical, augurs significantly well for investors who are looking at or are considering investing in such instrument. And the attractiveness of the yield really seals the deal for that. So just to summarizing this part, where you have a up to 1 year, which kind of an removes literally your interest rate volatility.
Yeah.
And also at a point in time where you have the interest rate at a very, very attractive level, makes this bucket and this opportunity furthermore attractive for being considered.
That said, you know, Sirshendu, we can't avoid talking about risk. So what are the inherent risks in this strategy that we are discussing?
Well, absolutely. Thanks for kind of highlighting that. It's not only hunky-dory. There are certain points which we need to be aware of. And one among them is this fund has an INR and USD leg as well. So therefore, one needs to be aware that if there is any appreciation in the Indian rupee versus the USD, that would adversely affect the return of the fund or a strategy we are seeing.
Got it.
Although, as we have seen, in the last 10 years, 9 years, the INR or the Indian rupee has depreciated, but one cannot rule out the possibility of any rupee appreciation that would have an impact. So that's one of the risks which is there.
Yeah.
Other than that, any moderation or increase in yield we just spoke about can be a small risk. Why I say small is that since the duration of the maturity of this product is up to 1 year, so the I would say impact of that would be fairly small. But nonetheless, that's the other risk which is there in this strategy.
All right. That said, then, who would you say is ideal for investment in this sort of a strategy, Sirshendu?
All investors who are looking at a geographical diversification and are kind of risk averse, or rather have dollar liability or dollar expense in the near term, this fund or this strategy kind of strategy is very, very relevant for them. So a person who's seeking to capture the current high yield in the US treasury, that kind of an investor. A person, as I mentioned, who has a defined expense and that expense is in USD and they want to protect themselves. Those investors would also find this strategy very relevant.
Well, great. You know, I think we've got some idea of geographical diversification and its role in our investment portfolio and who it is ideal for, what are the risks involved, and what are the routes to consider as well. But before we wrap up, Sirshendu, anything else that you would like to point our listeners in the direction of?
Absolutely. In fact, we are super thrilled to launch the Bandhan US Treasury Bond 0 to 1 year fund of fund. Yes, the name is quite a mouthful, but the point is it kind of completely gives what's the strategy out here.
Right.
This one provides investors a very convenient route to diversify beyond India. And that's the whole Thali example of you mentioning about the pasta and the Greek yogurt as well.
Right.
And it benefits from the high quality, you know, reasonable safety, low volatility, and to top it all, the current high yield of the US Treasury. So all in one makes this fund a very attractive proposition. So the fund's NFO is from 10th of March to 23rd of March. And for more details, and more importantly, to read the offer document in detail to know about the risk factors of the fund, do log into our website www.bandhanmutual.com. for further details on this.
And the fund's NFO is from 10th March to 23rd March. Those are the dates to pencil into your calendar. Well, thank you so much, Sirshendu, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast. And here's wishing you and the team the very best.
Thank you so much, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.